வணக்கம், யூஆர் லிஸ்னிங் டு ஆர்வில் ரேடியோ. திஸ் இஸ் த தமிழ் எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஸ்போக்கன் தமிழ் ப்ரோக்ராம். இன் டுடேஸ் வி ஆர் டூயிங் த வேர்ப் சீரீஸ். வி பீன் லுக்கிங் அட் வேர்ப்ஸ் அண்ட் டுடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு லுக் அட் அ ஸ்பெஷல் வேர்ப். அண்ட் திஸ் வேர்ப் இஸ் ஸ்பெஷல் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ அ வெரி காமன் ஆக்சிலரி வேர்ப். But most people do not realize, even people who speak Tamil, the native speakers would not realize it unless they are reading a text, a Tamil text, a literary work, or if people are speaking in a play or a period drama, this will come out, this will stand out, this verb will stand out. But when we speak everyday speech, in everyday speech, it is not prominent. Now, when is this verb used? So that brings us to the main lesson today. The main lesson today is perfect tense, past perfect tense. A past perfect tense is used when a task is completed. For example, I have finished my homework. John has paid the electricity bill. Now the electricity connection can be restored. You know, when a task is completed, I have submitted the form. So this is past perfect tense. So what is the difference? I submitted the form means an act happened before. I have submitted the form means a task is done in order for so that something, you know, some a consequence, the following action can take place. So the logical following action can take place. I finished my homework. I have finished my homework. Now I can go out and play. I can watch a movie. I have finished cooking. Now I can rest. So this is past perfect tense. So, in Tamil, how do we say it? So, you know that we have discussed that in Tamil, for past tense, there are 6 different sounds. Na sound, ch sound, the sound, th sound, and ter sound, and so on and so forth. So, for past perfect tense, the sound is always t, ter sound, ter. So, what is the past of I did? How do you say I did in Tamil? You say, na pan na, na pan na, N sound, the na sound is there. But for, when you say the same thing, I have done, I have finished, I am, you say, you replace the na sound with the ta sound, pannittan, pannittan. Na pan na is I did, na pannittan is I have done. So, you know, so now where does this ter sound come from? The ter sound is a contraction of the verb that we are going to see today. It is a contraction of the verb that we're going to see today. The verb that we're going to see is vidu, V-I-D-U, vidu, V-I-D-U, vidu. Vidu means leave. Leave. So when do you leave something? You leave something when it is done. Or when you think it is, you are done with it. So that's when you leave it. I left my job. That means you're not going back to it. So leave is when a task is considered complete. Or when you consider it complete. So this vidu, this pannittain that we hear is actually panni vittain. Panni vittain. And the V sound is dropped in common speech. Pannittan. And it's very common. We say, Tamil people, native speakers will say it often. It's very, very commonly used. So let's start from the imperative. So when you want to tell someone to do something, you will say for example, you want someone to clean the room. Room clean pannu is a is what you say. Now, please recall the verb that we are talking about. It is vidu, V-I-D-U. So, vidu means leave. This is the imperative. So, panni vidu means the meaning changes. What? How does it change? It is not just saying do it. We are saying finish it off. Room clean panni vidu means finish the task of cleaning the room. Not just clean the room. For just clean the room, you would say room clean pannu. But when you want to tell them that finish this job, maybe there are other jobs to do, you would say room clean panni vidu. Now this imperative is du sound, the D sound. There's the declension that becomes D becomes T. Always in Tamil, if you pay attention, the pattern, the D sound, vidu, will become vita when you are being specific, when you are indicating the house. Vidu is house. When you're talking about the house, indicating the house and saying something, the D becomes T. So, even in this case, the D becomes T. So, panni vidu, the V drop gets dropped, so panni du is what you hear. Innikku bill pay pannidu, finish off paying the bill today. Innikku homework pannidu, today you finish the homework. Ippave homework finish pannidu, right now, just now you finish doing the homework, don't delay. So, there is a completeness to it. There's a completeness to it. And when you're talking about how, in other forms, like I have finished, she has paid the bill, and so on and so forth, the D becomes T. So let's see. Pannittain. Na fees pay panni vittain. The V gets dropped in common speech. Na fees pay pannittain. Avanga cook pannittanga. John mistake pannittar. John has committed a mistake. So, no matter what the verb is, no matter which group it belongs to, the perfect, in perfect tense, in complete, when the task is complete, it always takes the T sound. Pannittain, pannittar, pannittanga, pannittom, and so on and so forth. So, the verb that we are seeing today is vidu, leave. Leave. And it is one of the common, very common auxiliaries in Tamil. In the following weeks, we will see the other common auxiliaries in Tamil. And before we finish the lesson today, we will see some more examples. Na line tappa mark pannittain. I have marked the line by mistake. I wrongly marked the line. So when a mistake is done, so that's complete. So it has to be started from the beginning again. Na wrong on a button press panitain. I pressed the wrong button by mistake. Na homework finish panitain. I finished my homework. Na tickets book pannittain. I have booked the tickets. John fees pay pannittar. John has paid the fees. So whenever you want to talk about a task that is complete, remember to use the T sound for past tense. I hope the lesson was useful. Stay tuned, keep practicing. Thanks for listening. See you in the next class.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது ஆரோவில் ரேடியோ.